Hi, I'm Karine Jean-Pierre, and I am the author of a new book that's coming out this fall called Independent. It's coming out on October 21st, so please, please do grab it. And the reason I wrote this book, coming out of the White House, you know, serving as White House Press Secretary was an honor and a privilege. But since I have left, the people that come up to me, strangers that come up to me just across the country as I'm traveling, and sometimes right in my neighborhood, at a grocery store, supermarket, airport, my daughter's school, the number one question they ask me is, Karine, how do we get out of this? How do we protect our democracy? How do we protect vulnerable communities among us? What do we do next? Because we don't have answers here. That's what they ask me. And this is my answer. And what I mean by that is, in an era of misinformation, disinformation, the regressiveness of social policy, what we're seeing currently right now, what I have decided to do, and I really have thought long and hard about this, is to follow my own compass. And that's what I've done. And that's what this book does. And here's the truth. And here's how I will lay it out to you. I think we need to stop thinking in boxes and think outside of our boxes and not be so partisan. And the way that I see moving forward in this space that we're in right now is, if you are willing to stand side by side with me, regardless of your political, how you identify politically, and as long as you respect the community that I belong to and vulnerable communities that I respect, I will be there with you. I will move forward with you. And that is, I think, so important. So this book, Independent, it's about looking outside of boxes, not just always being in a partisan stance. And how do we move forward together in a compassionate way, in a way that really truly cares about people? October 21st.
All right, so let me back up for a minute, because I got to break this down. I wanted to watch it in its entirety, and then I want to break this down line by line.
Hi, I'm Karine Jean-Pierre, and I am the author of a new book.
So for those of you guys that may not be familiar with who this woman was, she was a White House press secretary, similar to who Caroline Leavitt is for Trump. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, during the first Trump administration, she was also serving in that role. She was basically the person that was at the forefront of talking. She was the mouthpiece for the White House. She was the mouthpiece for Biden. She's recently went on several different platforms, including The View, and they asked her, hey, what do you think about the decline of Biden? Did you see it? Did he lie? I think she was also thrown under the bus during the Biden administration when he pardoned a whole bunch of people, because what they were telling her to say and what she communicated so fervently was that Biden was not looking to pardon Hunter. He wasn't going to pardon all of these different people. He wasn't looking to do this. And so it was already set in stone that it wasn't. And then all of a sudden it came out, and then they paraded her up on the podium and said, all right, go talk about this. Tell them that everything is fluid. Remember I told y'all in the beginning of the show, everything is fluid. And so we're going to figure it out as we go. All right. So now she's up here with this book. And I don't know if she couldn't find a job. I don't know if diversity, equity, and inclusion ran out. I know that she also stood on the idea that diversity, equity, and inclusion was necessary because she was married to a woman. I believe that she is married to a woman. Let me double check. I don't want to report anything that's wrong. Karine Jean. Married. Oh, she's not currently married. She's in a relationship with Suzanne Malvo. And they share an adopted daughter. Oh, wait a minute. This is the news anchor lady. This is such an odd thing. Look at this. This is so dumb. Stop it, family. She in a relationship with her? Oh, I didn't know that. This is the news anchor lady. This is the CNN. Wasn't she on CNN? She was on CNN, wasn't she? She's no longer part of CNN. She left CNN. They in a relationship together? I didn't know that. Yep, junior lifestyle. That's why she says the community that she belongs to. So this is her girlfriend, and they share an adopted daughter. So they adopting kids. Oh, okay, okay. She said that she's not her wife. She just, so she is, so they having children out of wedlock. They having children out of wedlock. This don't even look right. You know how you see odd couples, you may see a woman that's 6'4 and a man that's 5'2 and they like, we love each other. Or, you know, like, you know how you see people and it's just like, what are they doing together? They don't even really match. You know, you'll see a man that's an Irish man that's super pale with blue eyes and he'll be with African model that is a darkest color shade of black or something like that with purple lipstick. And it's like, that's weird, huh? Or you'll see like two guys together. When I went to the Movement Festival a couple weekends ago and I seen two guys and one of them had his hand in the other one's pants. And I was like, that's weird. Or you'll see two heavier people, like super heavy. And they may be super duper heavy together. And it's like, man, how do they bump uglies? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just start like randomly asking yourself questions. And it's not something that you're doing consciously. It's something that you're doing unconsciously, right? And so when I see this picture, they don't look like, you know, and listen, do what you want to do when you want to do it, as long as you're not affecting other people. They don't look like people that should be in a relationship together. It looks weird. It looks very weird. You know, who's the guy? Who's the girl? Who's the more masculine one? Who's the one that says, yep, I'm going to sign it. I'll take care of it. Okay, I'm going to go and change the tire. Who changes the tire? You know what I'm saying? It don't look right. It look weird. All right, let me go back through this and see what she's talking about.
Called Independent. It's coming out.
Now they selling books now, huh? Trying to become authors.
On October 21st, so please, please do grab it. And the reason I wrote this book, coming out of the White House, you know, serving as White House Press Secretary was an honor and a privilege. But since I have left, the people that come up to me, strangers that come up to me just across the country as I'm traveling, and sometimes right in my neighborhood, at a grocery store, supermarket, airport, my daughter's school, the number one question they ask me is, Kareen, how do we get out of this? How do we...
I don't believe that. I believe that that's a lie. I believe she's lying. When I see people online a lot of times and they say, man, y'all, they about to do a TikTok or something. Y'all been asking me, y'all been talking about what it is that I transitioned from. And so now I'm going to have this conversation. Ain't nobody ask you nothing. Ain't nobody asking you nothing. Carrie. You said keep playing that? All right, I'm going to go ahead and look at that. I'm going to look at that in a minute. I believe she's lying. I don't believe that she's telling the truth. You walking in a grocery store. Hey, Kareen Jean-Pierre, how do we get out of this mess right now? Who's asking Kareen Jean-Pierre how do they get out of this whole situation that we in from a political perspective? Carrie. Carrie. Oh my God. Carrie is my eyes and ears, y'all. Carrie is the person that assists me in life with looking at things logically. She's the person that calls me and says, Anton, have you thought about this differently? And then we bounce ideas off of each other. Carrie's gonna probably be one of my best friends. I'm telling you right now. Carrie's probably going to be one of my best friends. I'm telling you right now. She is my eyes and ears. And she is the person that is always trying to figure out, Anton, okay, this and that and this and that. Then we got to have a conversation and then we talk about it. Carrie's going to wind up being one of my best friends, y'all. I'm telling you. Well, hear me. Watch me. Hear me. Hear me. If we do a content house, it's going to be Anton and Carrie. We're going to be like, yep, I knew it. Or if I wind up finding myself in an uncompromising position, she's going to bust in the door. Anton, what are you doing? Anyways, I don't believe Karine Jean-Pierre. I don't believe her even a little bit. I don't believe anybody walked up to her and say, hey, can we solve this? Nobody is looking to her for a solution. Nobody.
Protect our democracy. How do we protect vulnerable communities among us? What do we do next? Because we don't have answers here. That's what they ask me. And this is my answer. And what I mean by that is, in an era of misinformation, disinformation, the regressiveness of social policy, what we're seeing currently right now, what I have decided to do, and I really have thought long and hard about this, is to follow my own compass. And
so that was her answer. So when somebody walked up to her in a grocery store and said, hey, Karine, how do we fix all of this? And she said, I'm going to follow my compass. I'm going to follow my compass. This is all book selling rhetoric right here. And she's not doing a really good job. Why would anybody buy that 400 page thick book that was written by AI that was stamped by Karine Jean-Pierre as that she really got some real ideas. So basically what she's saying is the Democrat Party is a piece of shit. She's going independent and she no longer wants to associate herself with it, with diversity, equity, and inclusion. Got it.
That's what I've done, and that's what this book does. And here's the truth, and here's how I will lay it out to you. I think we need to stop thinking in boxes and think outside of our boxes and not be so partisan. And the way that I see moving forward in this space that we're in right now is if you are willing to stand side by side with me,
nope,
regardless of your political, how you identify politically, and as long as you respect the community that I belong to,
nope,
and vulnerable communities that I respect, I will be there with you. I will move forward with you. And that is, I think, so important. So this book, Independent,
right, Brittany,
it's about looking outside of box.
Nah, we not rolling with Karine. Hey, are y'all inviting Karine to the barbecue? Do y'all see her as somebody that y'all inviting to the barbecue? I know I'm not invited to the barbecue. But I'm just wondering, do y'all invite Karine to the barbecue? Do y'all see her as valuable enough to actually invite to the barbecue? That's all I'm asking. Let me read some of these super chats real quick. What are you thinking about? No, Karine Jean-Pierre. Get out of here. Oh, and do y'all also, this is another question that I have. All right, so you know how we always talk about in the black community and we say, well, you know, can you be pro-black? We always ask that question. Can you be pro-black if you're dating a white girl, you're dating this girl, you're dating all of that or whatever? You know how we always ask that question? All right, well, I got another question. Can you be pro anything if you are with a scissor kicker? If you are not keeping money into the community or having children with somebody, a man, if you're a woman, you're not having children with a man. If you're a man and not having children with a woman, can you be pro still? Pro anything, pro black. All right, I'll do you one better. Let's say, for example, you say, yeah, Anton, you can be that. You can absolutely be that. All right, well, here's the second part of that question. Can you be pro black as a woman if you are in a relationship with a white woman? Ah. Mm-hmm. Because we always say, we always put it on the men and we always put it on the women. And we say, well, if you married out or if you're divested, can you really be pro-black? And there's some people that's going to be on one side and there's some people that's going to be on the other side. And they say, okay, well, can you still be pro-black? And do you still align with somebody? What if your political beliefs or your spiritual beliefs don't align with your lifestyle? But then at the same time, you say, but I want to align myself with other black people. What if they lesbians? And what if they're a lesbian that then decides that they want to divest and they don't even want to date black women, but they want to date white women? Are you still pro? Ah, so y'all conflicted. Some people saying yes. Some people saying no. Some people are confused. They don't really understand. Can you be pro anything? Are you still a part of the community if you are a man that transitioned into a woman and that you decide that you still want to date men? Are you still a part of the community? Do you see why it's silly for us to then to keep going based off of identity politics? Do you see why it's dumb for us to lean in identity politics in order to justify what our positions are? Because everything is fluid now. Everything is fluid. You can be what you want to be. Is she still your sister and your queen to be if she was really a he biologically, but then transitioned over into a she? Do you still think that it's important for us to align across the fact that you're black or you're white? Do you give them the same level of respect and credence? And I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking the question because so many people like to remove the whole idea that you should be evaluating a person based off a character and not necessarily based off of how it is that they're identifying. But what if you are identifying and the thing that you change is something that you can control? Because you can't control what you look like. You can't control your height. You can't control whether you're black, whether you're white. You can't control your gender. But then what if you decide that you want to identify as something different? Does that align with your ideology? Is she still a queen or is that still a king? I agree, Moses King. I understand that, which is one of the reasons why I'm asking a question. Somebody says sexuality is different from gender identity, Anton. Please know the difference. Oh, no. I know the difference of what you're trying to sell me, Lipstick Forever. I don't agree with it. Sexuality is different from gender identity. Look, I did a video yesterday of a woman that transitioned into a man, but then she used to date women, but now she's married to a man. Is that man gay because he's with a biological woman that transitioned into a man? You see how confused y'all are? You see how confused y'all are? I'm not the one that's crazy. I don't misidentify or misunderstand what y'all are trying to communicate. I don't agree. She says sexuality is different than gender identity. So basically, you can identify as what you want, but you can have sex with whoever it is that you want also. And then they call themselves pansexuals. I'm a pansexual. I just like whatever it is that come my way. How am I crazy? Lipstick Forever. So am I off, or do it sound wild to you that I just describe what people are saying? Oh man, no. How I want to be seen by the world is much different than who it is that I want to sleep with.